Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
We bought another property further down in Bathurst. And I said, you know what? This time, I'm going to apply all the strategies. I'll buy a property. I will renovate it. And then I'll convert into a cash cow.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we're speaking with property buyer's agent Sanjeev Sah. We delve into his background and where his journey started in his homeland of India, why he wanted to move from his first career in engineering into the property world, hear some amazing stories about the first properties that he bought, and much, much more. We dive right in and Sah walks us through a detailed account of what he does on a typical day.
So generally I wake up around 5:30 or 6 o'clock. First thing is I go to my treadmill. From there I'll run for say 20 to 30 minutes and then have my tea and then I go and check my emails and prioritize my day that, okay, what are my top priorities for the day? And that's where I quickly see what's on and on, because once the day starts then you're pretty much full on and it just continues, right? And then I get ready around 8:30. Me, my wife and my 4-year daughter will have a breakfast together. So that's daily. I think pretty much we might miss one or two days in a month, but pretty much we'll have breakfast daily together. I think my daughter's childcare is pretty much 2 minutes walk from where we live, our house. And my wife will drop, or sometimes I drop. So my daughter chooses who's going to drop her. And luckily my wife works from home actually. So it's very flexible. Look at my emails and then start the work where I'm either researching the property for my clients, or I'm talking to my clients or talking to the agents and negotiating the deals. I think as towards the end of the day, in between again, I'm like taking a bit of a break also, doing my maybe some reading or something like that, or just going for some personal meetings or something like that, talking to my team. I think again in the evening, I might talk to a couple of people, because once they're back to work, then I might have a couple of calls and then pretty much around 9-10 o'clock, I'm back to bed.
And you mentioned your wife works from home too. What does she do?
So she is with Westpac and she's a senior risk analyst. She's with Westpac for the last 5 years, but now last 1 year, I think she has got an opportunity to work from home. She goes to office, but maybe once or twice in a month just for the team meeting or something like that. But generally, it's like, and her office is not far. It's like half an hour from where we live. So it's not that bad, but it's still there's a good opportunity to work from home.
The importance of family for Sah is fundamental, allowing him to have the flexibility to pursue a career path he really enjoys.
That was the driving force of taking all my actions, because, I was in an IT job from last close to 15 years before I get into property full time. And that was my driving force. So I think we'll talk about that. That's where it helped me to push really to go hard in the property world and build the portfolio and the passive income so that one day I can quit the job and really spend the time with my kids. I mean, currently I've got one daughter. I spend time with wife, or like my parents are back in India overseas, right? So I think time is the biggest asset, because when parents are growing old, they don't need your money, right? It's mostly your time. And once we have time for it, then we can't give anyone anything, right? And that was my top priority, which was non-negotiable. And I think that's where it really pushed me to get a lot of education in the property world and just go crazy about that without having any fear, which is part of the life, right? Even I had the fear, but then when you have really a strong why and bigger goals, then you don't hear the 90% of the population saying, you know what, it's going to fail and all those things, because you know that that's going to be part of the process. But you're always looking at your other side, which is your goals.
We delve into his background and learn more about what made him become the person he is today.
So I come from India. I grew in a city called Ranchi. It's the capital of one of the states back in India called Jharkhand. Dhoni, who is a famous cricket player, he comes from my city. So a lot of people know Ranchi from his name, Dhoni, Miss Mahendra Singh Dhoni. So I grew up there. I studied, I did good schooling in a private schooling and all those things, and until class 12. After that, I think I went to another side of India, which is on the south side, for my higher education to do my engineering computer science. So that was another 4 years there. And pretty much after that, I think I got in an IT job because I did engineering computer science. So I think that time, I think it was interesting that IT was moving and I was not sure what to do. And like, I was good in maths and science, but then in India, you are like, you're either a doctor or you're an accountant or an engineer. It's very, especially when I was growing that time. And that's where I chose IT, even I was not knowing what it is, right? But then, there's a lot of opportunities coming in the IT world. Even I had a cousin who did engineering and moved to US. So I think, it's a good opportunity to maybe get into a good job. It was a good salary and you might go overseas. So those things, and then did engineering, got a good job. So, and I worked only for 2.5 years in India. And sooner, I think, from my company, I got the opportunity to come to Melbourne, actually. So they sent me to Melbourne on a work visa, saying, oh, we have a project for 6 months. I was a Java developer at that time. And I come to Melbourne. I was working with Sensis, which was part of the Telstra at that time. So we were building a website on e-commerce, similar to eBay. And that's what 6 months become 2.5 years. And I was pretty much absorbed in the local market. And post that, I got a local job also with Capgemini. So I think a lot of our leadership team from last company, which was Satyam, they moved to Capgemini. And then they say, oh, Sanjeev, you want to join the company? And it was a good opportunity for me because from 457, I was getting a local 457 again that time.
That's the visa, right?
That is the visa, yes. So that's a work visa that time. That's where I got a job locally here in Australia. And this was back in end of 2009. And I moved to Sydney. And that time itself, I got married also. 2010, my wife joined me in Sydney, and from 2010 I'm pretty much in Sydney.
Saar talks to us about the story of how he met his wife and the whole process of how that came about.
One of my mentors, he introduces me in his events when sometimes I get opportunity to talk about it, and people laugh, and then this is interesting you asking. So I was in Australia, right? What happened is my parents were looking for, because in India we have a different culture, right? When you get time to marry, they say, oh, I would look for a bride for you and all those things. And I said, okay, you also look and I will also help you guys, right? So given I was like overseas, right, in Australia, so they say, you know what? You're not getting married to anyone, either an Indian also, not in Australia. It has to be a... it's their mindset, right? Because the thing... Because, of course, they have never been to overseas or anything, right? So they think overseas as a different foreign world. It is foreign country, right? But as a foreign world too. And they say, you know what, we're gonna... So I said, okay, to keep my parents happy. And I was not in a relationship anyways, right? So I said, okay, I'll make sure that wherever I'm finding. So we have in India something matrimonial websites. So you register with them, and that's where I started looking and talking to a couple of people also. And that's where I found my wife too. So we started chatting, having phone conversations and all. And then I said, okay, you know what? Before, if we get to want to marry, then my parents have to, both the parties has to meet. They have to see that we are family-wise, we are okay. And that's where everything was okay. And then we got married, and that's where my wife joined me in Australia.
That's an amazing story. Wow, I love that. And then from there, obviously you guys came to Sydney. How did that all happen? Because you said you're in Melbourne, working in Melbourne with Census, and then you moved into another company. Was that company specifically in Sydney, and that's why you moved to Sydney?
They're like a French company. It's a huge, very big consulting firm. It's called Capgemini. So they're everywhere. But then when they had a role, because when you join a company, they need to have a role, right? So they say, you know what, Westpac is our client. They have a big role there in Sydney. Would you like to move? So I said, no, that's fine, because I'm flexible with that. I was an immigrant anyways, right? So I'm like, okay, Sydney is bigger. So I said, move. Okay, I'll move it.
So since then, you moved into Sydney. What happened from there?
We got married and moved to Sydney. And I think in 2010, what happened is I met someone on the train, and they talked about, oh, Sanjeev, what you do? And I said, oh, I'm in IT. They really talked highly about me. Oh, you're an IT job. You must be smart and good. And they said, you know what? We do have an event where we look for like-minded people. And why don't you come to meet us? And that time, because my wife had moved, and I was new to Sydney, I was looking for more networking people so that I can see and just collaborate with more people, right? And I was very open. So I went to that event. I think it was on a Monday evening. And I went there, and they're talking about financial freedom, and they're talking about like how we should work for something like a passive income. And they were talking about like, you know what, job is good, but it is one of the wrong strategy to make money, because you're trading your time for money and so forth. And I was like, oh my God, I heard about those things at the first time, actually. And that time I was close to 30, I think 29, 30 years. And I said, okay. And really showed me, I spoke to my wife, and like, she says, I think these guys were like from Amway, if you know Amway, like Kamati. And then I was like, oh, and they said, do you like to sign up? And so I said, okay, let's get started. And so I remember I bought for around $400 of worth of product, because you buy a product and that's what you see. And that's where first time in my life, I read something. I started buying books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, How to Think and Grow Rich, How to Win, those books, right? First time. So I started buying like $15, $20 books. And that's where I was like, oh my God, there's a different world. Because I thought like, get good education, work hard, and job is the only way to make money. And then once you're really good in the job, you have money, then you may go and open your business. And I was always thinking like, business is someone who has got really good amount of money. And that's what you start, either a small business or a big business. Even though I was coming from a business background, right? My parents had a business back in Ranchi. But it was more a traditional business, right? Where you go open the shop every day, you make some money. And if you don't go, you don't make money, right? So that's opened my mind in 2010. And I've fully gone aggressive in that for 1 year, where I learned so much about things. And I started talking to people. And then somehow I said, oh, this is something not for me, because then I'm relying on other people to go and influence them and grow my business.
We find out more about the short time after Saad decided to change his career course in another direction.
I realized that even though it's good, it was not something I was liking. And that was my turning moment. But then I didn't stop at that point. And that was my turning point. Because before that, I always used to ask questions like, okay, well, how the rich people, the wealthy people, like they have all big car, big lifestyle, big houses and all the money and the time also. And why I'm like, after so much good education and such a good job, why I'm not having those things? And I can't see, because when I look at the leadership in my company, like they're time poor, even they have decent amount of income. So that was not inspiring me. But when I went to Amway, I thought, oh, that's like my turning point. So that's where it is all about, talking about the passive income and creating that another stream of income. And I did that for 1 year and quit there. And I said, okay, what I can do? And that's where for another 1-2 years, I was like looking for opportunity, but not sure where. In the meantime, what was happening is I was buying property in India. I bought my first property back in India in 2015 itself, before coming to Australia. It was in 2016, I bought my first property and I came to Australia in 2017. So in between, I was paid off my first residential property in India. And then I bought another property in 2011, a commercial property in India. Yeah, because I was in Australia making good income. My wife also got a job and we were saving money, and I was buying commercial. And then I bought another commercial, and that also I paid off by 2013, actually.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve further into Sanjeev Sah's property journey and hear an amazing joint venture story.
I'll buy something, a smaller land, and I'll do a joint venture with someone.
How education was able to help him when buying property.
I buy a property and apply multiple strategies, right? So that I have a less risk.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Sham, and you're listening to Property Investory. Working in Australia on a good income was advantageous for Sah, as he was able to pay off his properties back in India at a faster rate.
I was doing that because when I was living in Sydney in rental in Parramatta, when I look at the market, I say, oh, you buy for like 600, the rent is 400, why the hell you will invest? And that's why I was not buying. And that's why, like, it's what you don't know is you don't know, right? I was not investing here. And in parallel, what was happening is I was doing good in job, but then I got introduced to Amway, and that's where I started very hard push. And then now, if passive income is the way, having another stream, what are the opportunity? What are the way people are making it happen for them other than Amway, right? And then I was like asking this question, but not understanding. I was not knowing what was the way. Like, even the people are talking, like, you go to the event, you need to have a mentor, but where do you find a mentor? And what I need? So it's like a lot of puzzle, even I know. Then one of my friend contacted me, and it was through the Amway conversation where he also did in India. And then what happened, he said, Sanjeev, you're good in technology, I'm in good technology. We both have a strong desire to make another stream of income. Why don't we build a software? So I said, that's good, because I was really good techie. And then we opened that also. And then I was in a consulting, so I was traveling. Like, sometime I'll travel to like Queensland, Melbourne for the projects, and I might be living for 4-5 months, 6 months there in the hotel, and then weekend I'll be flying back. So while you're getting distracted, having the corporate parties and all those things, in between the focus was losing, right? And that also I did for close to more than a year with my friend.
Sah's parents played a major role in his life, and he tells us the story of when they came to visit him and his wife and what happened next.
She was continuously staying with me because she had a local job, right? So she was also growing, because she came as a fresher from me. She didn't have a work experience, very little work experience in India. So she was also like growing in her job and, you know, building her profile, right? Post then what happened is like that also I was doing then lose the interest. And that time my parents came to Australia. It was 2013, and first time they came to see us, right? And I asked them, like, how do you like Australia as a country? And they say, it is really a good country. And I said, what do you think? We should settle here. Should we have kids here and settle down here? And they said, definitely you should have kids, settle down. Even you should buy a property, buy your home, because you have got a decent income. Why are you renting? And I said, no, that's where we just checking with you. And they said, you know what, settle here. But then I saw some pain in their eyes, right? And that was that. Even you settle here, make sure that you try to come often to our country and see us, right? And that really struck me. And I said, okay, no problem. And I bought my first property in 2014. We bought the property where it was a house land package, which we got in 2015, right? And that's where I saw that the price were going up. And then what happened is I bought a unit also in the place where I'm living because I was knowing the area. So I said, you know what, I'll buy off the plan unit. And it was the first release and so forth. And I used credit card balance transfer and all. And I bought even though I didn't have the money. And what happened is that time when I bought the off the plan unit, after 6 months, that price, I bought for 350 and the price went and the same unit was worth 420 after 6 months.
That was the boom period. So you timed everything quite well. You know, that was good timing for you.
Little bit luck, but at the same time, I was hungry from last 4 or 5 years, right? Looking for my answer to the passive income. And that's where I said, oh my God, my house price is going up. The unit I bought, I don't know what happened because I didn't know what's happening because later on, I knew that I bought in the first release of a very big development where now 4 or 5 towers are going to come and they're doing selling it for building their pre-sales, right? For the bank to take the loan, right? And that's where, and they were testing the market. So, and that's where I said, you know what, property is my thing, I realized. And people talk about property wealth and all those things. And it's like collectively, it boosted me. And that's where I thought, oh, where I can get the education, because I can see that 70,000 is on the paper, right? Even I can't take it, right? And the property is not settled because it would have settled up 2 years. And that's where I started looking, started talking to people who had got a couple of properties, and they say, you know what, go to the property events, but don't buy education because everyone is selling the education. Just get the free information. I think that's enough. I said, okay, that's good, because this is coming from people who has got 4 or 5 properties, right?
So just to understand and just sort of unpack it, so basically around about that 2014, 2015, you started your first investment journey, or your property journey, I guess you'd say, because you bought your home, which was a house and land package, plus an off-the-plan unit as well too, which is 2 properties, as you can say. And you can say they're pretty much investment properties as well too, because they've grown up in value. And then at the same time, you said people have said to you, just go and get some education, but don't buy any of the education, just learn from them. And that's kind of around about now 2016, is that right? Or 2015?
That's where we, in 2015, we moved to our house. And my wife was also due. So towards the end of 2015, we were expecting our first baby, actually. That time, actually, I said, okay, that's good. Then I was looking on the Facebook and all. And that's where I found Dimpna Vault from the I Love Real Estate community. And she was promoting 1 day free event. And I said, oh, that's a good one. Maybe I'll go and get some free education, right? And I went there and literally in half day, I was sold actually, because she was talking about a lot of the strategy and what is involved, the accounting, and there's so much value out of it, right? And I was sold in half day. And pretty much I bought 12,000 of education on that day.
Property provides you with so many opportunities. And if you take that time to learn from others, investing in property can really change your life.
There were like 5,000 plan and 10,000 plan. And like I said, you know what, I'll buy the 12,000. But because I didn't have the money, I had to pay on the credit card. So it was like, for 2 years, I'll be paying $500 every month. And I said, you know what, if she's wrong, I'll think that I haven't got no increment at my job for 1 year, or I have not got the bonus, right? I was finding way because I had not invested much, right? I had bought a couple of books beforehand, but that's all about me, right? And I bought it, I spoke to my wife, and she was also open because she also understand the MBA way and all those things. And she supported me. She said, yo, if you think if it's all good, then let's do it. Because we had 30 days to cancel that, right? And after 2 months, I think it was in 2015, I think in August, I joined. And then after 2 months, I went to a boot camp. And I was like a small baby, learning everything because everything was new to me, right? Even though I had bought 2 properties, but that was just signing paperwork, right? And that's where I learned about how to talk to the council, how to talk to the real estate, everything, like the mindset around the property. And even you don't have money, you can still go ahead, and it's what is a mindset game, right? And that was my huge turning point, because that's what I understood from Amway. And this is where, okay, so it is not about the money, because when I was a little younger, I was thinking, oh, maybe if you have a lot of money, then that's what you'll open a big business, right? And so forth. So it was all clarifying those things, right? And then it was 2015. So it was in October, I think I completed a 3-day boot camp, and that's where I started going, because he taught me that it is property investing is a number game, and you look at what is your number and what is your serviceability limit, and that's where you go and find those opportunities, because no point waiting for the money, because it's not going to come, right? And that time I looked at my pocket, and by the time I like took out some serviceability from my own PPR, which is one of my own house. So I had all is like $20,000 and a serviceability of around 200K. So I said, you know what, I'll go with that and find the deals. And I started going around 100 kilometers away from Sydney. That time you could have found those properties. And I started learning about those and see really the opportunities are there actually. And I was like so pumped up. And then what happened is initially it took me like 2-3 months, because you get education, but then there's a lot to learn by doing things, because I was not sure what to ask the questions, even though I'm like educated, but then what do you ask? And if you call the council, whom do you talk, right? So there's a huge learning curve, understanding. So I started paying the consultants so that I can grab more education, ask the right questions and learn from them.
We continue to dive into Sa's property investing journey as we learn about some of the deals he has made and what he is able to learn along the way from making these deals.
So I invest some money there, and I have looked around maybe 100 properties or 100 contracts, and that's what happened. Like, and there were a couple of good properties and others had problem, but I learned everything, like what is good and what is bad, why one thing is worth. And I was missing a lot of opportunities also, because I will take more time to understand and really understand the opportunity. And by the time we had a baby, so what happened is my wife was a contractor at that time. So then that 200K serviceability also becomes zero. So I was left with 20,000 cash. But I said, you know what? I've spent like 3 months time on the road in the council area where I'm going and everything. And it was in Lithgow area. So it was like not far from Sydney. That's where I said, you know what? Now I have the education. And Dimna says, like, even if you have no money, you can do the deals. And I was really passionate. So I said, you know what? I'll buy something, a smaller land, and I'll do a joint venture with someone. So I started getting the confidence and the energy. And that's where I did my first deal pretty much. And after 6 months of doing the boot camp, and I bought a land for $85,000, where I could have subdivided the land and made maybe $20,000 or something like that. But my whole goal was that to do the deal, to prove myself that I can do without having money, because I can attract a joint venture or friend, right? And I can do a subdivision and learn the process. Because when I did the bootcamp, my whole philosophy was like, people are doing in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 7 years. If these people can do it, I can do too. And let's set a goal. And I set a goal that in next 5 years, I want to be in a position where I should be able to quit my job. How it's going to happen, I don't know, but I will go and implement. I didn't have all the answers, right? And that's where in 16, I bought this property with one of my friends at a workplace. And he said, you know what? I have got the cash and you can put in whatever you have. And we bought the land for 85,000. It was a 1,200 square meter. And we were able to subdivide very cheap, because it has subdivision in the past, and we all had to do is reinitiate the older.
Sa talks to us about the process of going through the local councils to get his subdivision approved. And because it was a splitter block, it happened a lot quicker than most.
So you have to go to the council and you have to go to the title office, right? So when I look at the contract, because I've become so expert in that area, right? So when I look, I said, if it was subdivided, why people are selling? Then I saw like, see, sometimes things happen. If the opportunity is there, you just buy them, right? And that's why I said, you know what? If that is true, then I'm going to make more money. But even though I have to subdivide, then still I'm going to make some money. It's not going to be huge, but at least I will learn the process and I can prove myself that I can do it. And that's what I'm doing, right? And I took 3 quotes and all those stuff. I got bigger quotes and all. And people say, you know what? As usual process, they will do. But then one local guy, he literally told, we can reinitiate. And if that happens, then it will be done for like pretty much for $2,000, right? Because then you just have to work with the title office and the council, and that's what happened. And in 1 year time, like with the holding cost, the stamp duty, it costs you a total of 100K. And after the subdivision, it was worth 150K. And then one piece of land, it belongs to my joint venture who sold for 25,000. And another piece was like mine, which I kept it. And I said, once my wife goes back to work, then I'll build a house with granny there. That gave me the full confidence that it really works, what I have been learned, and you have to take action, understand and trust yourself, the mentor, and follow the process. And I think that changed my whole perception, and I went gone crazy. So after that, I said, yeah, okay, so subdivision works.
Learning about different strategies that you can apply to your purchases is a fantastic way to make money, even if you don't have a lot to spend.
And then by the time 8-9 months happened, my wife started going back to work. And then what happened is then we bought another property further down in Bathurst. And I said, you know what, this time I'm going to apply all the strategies. I'll buy a property, I will renovate it, and then I'll convert into a cash cow. Maybe run Airbnb or room by room rent and try those things. So what happened is when the subdivision happening in between, because I got so much confidence, so I said, this time I didn't have the serviceability. So let's look into other education also. So I said, okay, I'll go to Sherry Barber, learn about the renovation. Then I joined Ian Dugarte also and learn about all the cash flow strategies. And then, of course, after that, I joined a lot of property development course, Bob Anderson, Jason and Amy, even in commercial, Helen Tarrant. I spent 12,000. It changed my life, right? ROI is very high, right? And then I knew that, okay, now this is the way to go. And I said, because I have set goal for 5 years, I thought, okay, what it would be really good that if I buy one property, because I didn't have a lot of cash, right? It would be really good that you buy a property and apply multiple strategies, right? So that I have a less risk, because something happens, right? Something delayed by the development application, or say something happens, right? Because I was a low risk profile guy and I said, you know what? I don't have time and I want to mitigate my risk pretty much, right? So I'll apply multiple strategies, and that's where I bought in Bathurst for 300K, actually 299K in the peak of the market in 2017, where I didn't negotiate a single dollar. But I was knowing that it is a good opportunity and bought it in the center of the town, 4-bedroom house, did a good renovation, spent around $50,000 on that. You know what? Now it is renting for $450 per week.
Did you have to go there and do the renovation, or did you get tradespeople to help you?
All the trade people were doing it, but still I had to go and manage, because you have to manage the tradies. Again, the mindset was to learn the process, so that because my goal was that I want to go full-time in the property world. That means I need to really learn and do and understand the strategy. You can't just say, okay, I'll just give to a project manager or someone, because my intention was different, right?
How long did that project take to complete?
So it took me 2 months. Again, the credit goes to Sherry Barber, because as such a good process, right? And the mindset around my risk and everything. So I said, generally, now I can do the same project in 5 weeks. Of course, I was full-time job, so I had to manage everything. First project is always go. But I think good thing was, like, my trader was saying, like, you're like so professional, and like I had put so much scope of work, so much clear. It was like, and of course, I saved money. And I think when I look back, I of course learned a couple of lessons, but it went really well, actually. And it was just because of the education and taking action.
So, inspired by Sanjeev Sar's journey and his amazing story, we'll keep the conversation going in a future episode of Property Investory, where we'll discuss his strategy.
How can I add more value? And has to be a positive cash flow property. And once I've done this deal, right, will it give me enough equity to go and buy the next property?
The personal habits which have been contributing to his success.
I talk to all my clients also, and my social media message also, that before you invest in anything, either property or any business, get educated.
And that's next time in a future episode of Property Investory.